Hi everyone and welcome to day two of Property Profits Plan. Now before we go any further, a very important message. I will not make you rich. I'll not build you a six-figure business or even a seven-figure business. I won't show you how to find your true purpose. Only you have the power to achieve this and to achieve your dreams. So my role is very much to guide you. It's to show you the waypoints. It's to ask you questions that if you answer truthfully, will and can catapult you to greatness that you cannot ever imagine achieving. But it will all be for nothing if you do what 99% of people do, and that is bugger all. So now is the time to step up. Now is the time to start taking action and doing the tasks and just spend, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, up to an hour a day over the next 4 days, really focusing on creating your ideal life. Just a few hours to change your life forever. So let's get cracking on with day two. And day two is all around what is your future? So what does your future look like? And why is anything possible? Because impossible is only an opinion. And what I want you to do is go and grab a pen and a paper. And for those of you that prefer digital, I would really urge you to grab a pen and paper because you're going to find this a lot more therapeutic and a lot better to do than if you go into digital. And I really just want you to think about a few questions I'm going to ask you and write down the answers to them. Now, the first question is, why the hell are you here? And I'll repeat that, why are you here? Because 99% of people don't have any clue about why they're here. So I really want you to understand by the end of this process why you're here and what you're here to do. Now, for some people, that may take longer than this 4 days. Other people, it may be very clear. But I really want you to understand and ask yourself this question, why are you in property? Is it because you want to make lots of money? Is it because you do want to build a pension pot that I've alluded to in day one? Is it because you want security for the future? Do you want to leave your job or is it something else? But do write down, why are you in property? And the other question I really want you to ask is to really focus on what part of being a landlord do you love the most? And I'm going to put a quick poll up in the group later on today to ask you which part of being a landlord do you love the most, because I'd be really interested to see the questions. But do go back to that question I asked earlier about why are you here? What's the thing that you think you're here to do? What are you really trying to achieve from this life? Because once you understand your reason why and you make it big and powerful, then you can pretty much do anything you want. So in this last minute of this audio, it's a very short audio, I just want you to sit down, get comfortable and start thinking about answering some of these questions, because I really do want you to live life to the fullest. So first question to ask yourself is, if money was unlimited and time was abundant, what would you actually do? So I repeat that, if money was unlimited and time was abundant, what would you actually do? What would you be doing right now? What would you be doing next week? Just write down whatever comes to mind and really focus on just expressing yourself in the best possible way you can as to where would you be? What would you be doing? And you can pause the audio at any time, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions. But the next question is, if you just had 30 days left to live, 30 days left to live, how would you actually celebrate your life? What would be three amazing, exciting things that you absolutely had to do? So write down, what would you do if you had 30 days left to live? How do you celebrate it? And what would be three amazing things that you would absolutely have to do? The next question I want to ask is, where are the places that you've always wanted to go but you've not been to yet? What are the activities that you've always wanted to do but you've not done yet? So what are the things that you're putting off? Maybe you've written a bucket list at some point or 100 things you want to do before you die. What are those things that you haven't done yet that you still want to do? And write down any of those that come to mind and just, write as freely as possible and just write down whatever comes to mind. My next question is, whose lives or life would you like to influence for the better? Who would you like to make a difference to? How would you like to improve other people's lives? Why would it make a difference to you to do that? So just, again, write down, who are those people that you'd like to affect? Is it family and friends that you know? Is it the wider world of people that you really want to help? Write down whatever comes to mind now. And the last thing I'd like you to write down is just write down for you, what would be a kind of perfect day for you? You know, what would a perfect day look like? You know, what were the types of things that you would do on a perfect day? Who'd you be with in your perfect day? Who'd be in your perfect day? What kind of maybe activities or places would you be doing? What would be your perfect day? What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it smell like? So write down what comes to mind about your perfect day. And the thing about all of this is most of these answers that you're going to write down don't really have a huge amount to do with property. And that's fine, because property is really a vehicle to a better life. But in order to make things happen, you've really got to be able to get up every day having something behind why it is you're doing property. So the final question I want you to be thinking of and dwelling on and really trying to dig deep over the next 12, 24 hours, and I'll put up a post asking you to share what your answer is to this question, but I really want to think about what is your big reason why? What's your big reason why? Why are you getting into property? Why do you want to build a property portfolio? What's the reason that's really driving you? So really think about this, dig down deep, maybe go for a walk, maybe just sit and have a cup of tea or coffee or something. Just sit in nature maybe, just do whatever connects you best to whatever higher power that you believe in, and just think about what is your reason why. Because whatever the outcome, your journey is your journey and your map is your map. But unless you understand your reason why, it can be very easy to get pulled into someone else's journey. So that's all for today. Make sure you've written down the answer to those questions and make sure you share on the group, because sharing is caring, and the more that we share, the more that we can help. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.